Well, over 100 Kurdish fighters from the besieged Syrian city of Kobani have started a hunger strike to condemn their detention by the Turkish authorities. 160 Syrian Kurds have been detained for 9 days in the Turkish town of Suruj. They are members of the Democratic Union Party, which is the main Syrian Kurdish party. A Turkish MP said that the detainees are being held without charge. He described the Turkish move as, quote, a drama. A local official also reported that the detained people had been arrested on a routine identity check. The nearly three-week battle for the strategic city of Kobani has forced thousands of residents of the city to take refuge in Turkey. And we're now joined by our correspondent, Serena Shim, with more on that story. Serena, please tell us more about the grievances of these Kurdish fighters now on hunger strike.
The billows of smoke coming out of there. I've asked the Kurdish people in this area right now. I don't know if you can see this mosque behind me right here, but this is where they have come and they gather every day. They watch the strike with basically their hands on their hearts, wondering if one of these strikes is going to target their loved ones. They say that thousands of their loved ones are still trapped inside that area. Right now, I don't know if you can hear it, but we can hear the sound of the American planes going around. We heard that the last strike actually happened at 12 o'clock. They say that they're doing them about every 2 hours. Now, the white smoke that we just saw right now, I wondered what that would be attributed to, and they said that that is weapons and tanks coming from the Islamic State and that they're fighting them inside of there. Again, they asked for weapons, and they asked for the international community to help them against this group, and we can understand how they went on a hunger strike because they have told us about gruesome stories coming out of there, some eyewitnesses. A lot of these people, if you can see them behind me here, have fled to Kobani. They're currently in Suruj, and what they said is that they came in, they tried to change the name of the city, Kobani, Ain al-Arab, wanted to be called Ain al-Islam, and it appears that they have done so, and that everything they have done, they were asked, why are you Kurdish? They were Christian families. Why are you Christian? After they saw decapitation, that there is no difference. Do not differentiate between man, woman, young children, heard about a young girl being raped and then decapitated. To make matters even worse, we need a lot of her by taking in the local market. So, like, here, pass them, blame. But what's basically the world? And they said, although we've had
thank you very much, Serena. We're going to have to cut it off there. That was our correspondent, Serena Shim, speaking to us from Kobani near the Syrian-Turkish border.